The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and most humbly grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahalu. Louis, where you get the most amazing formulas, combinations you can ever imagine, organically produced, put together for your health and benefit, the protein powders, all the choices you could ever want, and also, let us never forget, the amazing broth cafe at Alive and Well.
And we're not talking about old soup, we're talking broth.
It's broad-spectrum broth, broad-spectrum broth, and that's organic across the boards, and we are so infinitely grateful to the local Maui organic farmers. We are in interaction with them, getting that organic produce every single day, intensive, wonderful juices squeezed from that, and also all the beautiful produce used in the broth, which vegetable dishes or protein dishes of all different varieties, those magnificent vegetables. And don't forget to, whatever your choice, whether you're vegan, non-vegan, it doesn't. The point is, the proteins are there for you, and they're all organically produced, like organic chickens, organic meat, wild fish, organic vegan proteins, the magnificent organic vegetables, and salads, and so forth, and broths. And what else, Den?
We got Vortex water.
Vortex.
What does that mean? Every broth serving is made with Vortex water. The coffee, the tea, whatever it might be that you're having, it's made with, created by, and with the Vortex water, which gives you such incredible new nutrient combinations.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's like, I love how you always compare it. I think it's a magnificent comparison to the ancient thing of gorgeous cascading water down mountain streams, and so clean and pristine and pure. Talk about clean, pristine, and pure.
Here's the eight main benefits. Can you get a pen or a pencil? You want to write them down? If not,
panorama of benefits. Pen or pencil for panorama.
Panorama.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right. It's energizing. Pure water is the most effective source of energy in the world. Did you get that? In the spring, three different worlds of water increases the number of free hydrogen bonds and thus the free electrons in the water. Vortex water supports your body in the neutralization of free radicals, neutralizing free radicals, and slowing down the aging process.
You know, remember, free radicals are destructive elements.
It
neutralizes them and gets them out of there, gets rid of the terrorists.
And as anti-inflammatory, it also helps to regenerate energy levels. It strengthens our immune system. And homeopathic benefits as well. Recent research has shown that by swirling and consequent revitalization and restructuring of the water, which is the Vortex technique, undesired information such as hormones, heavy metals, pesticides, plasticizers, the Vortex chambers in the Vortex power systems are among the most effective of the kind.
That's right. And that's the only thing, the Vortex water is the only water used for any food preparation, for any broth. It's in Alive and Well. And also all the water that is served there and used, whether it's organic tea or coffee or any one of the drinks or just serving the water, it's Vortex. Across the boards, mm-hmm. We are Fanatic Organics. We are there for you.
And Vortex water detoxifies due to the high flowability and solubility of the Vortex water. Waste products, the pollutants, can be eliminated more quickly.
Yay, get rid of the waste, babes.
This
get rid of the waste.
This gives the body more energy. This causes a higher vitality and performance of body and mind.
Now, you know what else? When you said higher energy and vitality, higher performance, it's dancing water, Dan.
There
Just
you
remember,
go.
The water dances. Okay?
Sure does.
Remember, whether it's New Year's or any time of the year, the resolution should be dance with the Vortex, dance with the organic foods, dance with all the great formulas and supplements we have. Dance. All right, Dan?
All right, Dan.
Dance, Dan.
Yes, dance.
Okay.
Dance, Dan, dance.
Yes. Dan is very blessed that this is a radio show. We'd be forcing the camera to show his feet dancing around the room. Right, Gary? Got it.
Well, my toes are tapping all the time.
Tappy toes. Okay.
Okay.
Live and Well, we're thrilled with the wonderful formulas. And one of the things that is thrilling to me is the Alive and Well DMG. We always remember that. Dennis Mona Glorious, you know. or Dennis Mona Gary. That's what we do with the radio. GMG supports endurance and immune system. And we have this incredible, wonderful
dimethylglycine is the name, but DMG is much easier to remember.
Okay. And you know, Dan, about the discovery of DMG, can you read about what it is and how it was discovered?
It's quite remarkable.
Right in the middle there.
Quite remarkable. Dimethylglycine, DMG, was discovered in 1943 and has been known as a nutritional supplement since 1974.
Ooh.
And it only takes them, 30 years?
43. It was discovered in 43.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you about my age.
It took 31 years to get on the bandwagon. In 2000, two prominent U.S. researchers dubbed dimethylglycine, DMG, a nutrient for the new millennium.
A nutrient for the new millennium.
In a letter to doctors and patients, the Dr. Alicia Zenhausen, a natural medicine doctor, agrees that the nutrient has shown promise in numerous areas. DMG not only can enhance immune function, but can promote neurological function and be used in treatment of autism and epilepsy.
I never knew that.
Mama, that's a big step.
I never knew that. That's a great thing to know and very important.
And that's a direct quote.
Because that can hit at all ages.
And that's a direct quote from Dr. Zenhausen.
Right. DMG.
She's a natural medical doctor, an MD, at Wellness in Scottsdale.
That's right.
Additional research suggests DMG also helps if you're an athlete looking to improve your performance.
Wow. Well, or a dancer trying to dance a little bit more like Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly.
A little bit more. But it also, you don't have to be a professional athlete or a professional dancer. But if you want to enjoy the increased energy levels, increased performance of the mitochondrial function of your heart.
And feel and like dancing all your life, right? And feel like dancing.
Yeah, of your heart and your brain and every muscle in your body, DMG is a non-stimulative nutrient which creates new energy production.
That
it's
is
phenomenal.
Fabulous. And that's what we have at Alive and Well.
You bet.
DMG, very great. And you know, there's some, Alive and Well loves surprise. Surprise is, I wish I had a perfect quote that came to me, but surprise, you know, predictability gets pretty boring, but the surprise is a wonderful element of life, is it not? Okay? And as they used to say in acting, the great teachers would say, never let them see you coming. Never let them see you coming. Surprise them. Surprise them. Well, we're always giving you, and even ourselves, great surprise. So we have a number of very interesting formulas now at Alive and Well, too, which include, you know, the Sharp Mind Energy Combination. And the Sharp Mind Energy Combination is wonderful because it puts together certain herbs and nutrients like rhodiola, okay? And rhodiola and terrific stuff. And organic cordyceps, mushroom extracts, et cetera, so much, putting there together to give you, to improve energy and sharp mind mood. That's always important because mood is a big difficulty these days.
Mood is determined by what's happening with your mind.
Yes, and it's also influenced by what's in the world, a lot of things that are happening. So one of the very good ones is the mood combination. The mood combination, and again, these are all natural, organic holy basil and organic zimbrine, fermented organic ratium combinations, and even the natural lithium, which has a lot to do with helping to stabilize mood. And, you know, that's well known. It's a natural, nutrient. And it's an increase. Ashwagandha is well known. So stress, the Sharp Mind Stress has another one, which has a combination of the ashwagandha clinically observed to support stress and quality of life. And one of my favorites is theanine. Theanine, which is a natural molecule from green tea leaves, no caffeine, which helps with raising serotonin, the feel-good hormone, and the mental focus hormone, and organic shiitake, which again boosts the immune system, and even GABA, stress. That's wonderful. And even a sleep combo, Sharp Mind, and with different things that are put together for that. So it's very exciting, including the amino acid glycine, which helps with sleep and stress. Interesting, the Sharp Mind combo.
It's a terrific combination.
Yes, terrific.
It addresses nearly every mental challenge that comes up and helps keeping a sharp mind, thinking process going, rejuvenation of brain energy and vitality.
You know, we are always very grateful. I think the world should be very grateful for top medical doctors. His credits go on forever. This is reports by Dr. Chauncey Crandall, MD, and he is a medical chief, Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic. He's a cardiologist, and he is head of the cardiac program at Florida's Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic, and also Yale University School of Medicine, Mount Sinai Medical Center, Beth Israel Hospital. My gosh, how many things. And here is his report, which he backs up with all clinical trials, about the cardioform, and he goes into that, of coenzyme Q10, CoQ10 cardio. And here he says, quoting him, according to scientific studies and numerous experts, CoQ10 plays an important role in heart health. CoQ10 is a natural vitamin-like substance. It is more highly concentrated in organs with higher energy needs, like your heart. You'll find CoQ10 in the mitochondria, which are your cells' power plants, he says. Heart cells have approximately 5,000 mitochondria each, more than in any other cell.
In each cell.
That's right.
And how many cells comprise the muscle of your heart? Godzillion numbers of cells.
Right.
And each of them has 5,000 energy-producing components called mitochondria.
Amazing. And inside these mitochondria, says the doctor, the top cardiologist, CoQ10 helps manufacture...
The cardio CoQ10.
And he goes into that.
Okay.
Helps manufacture the compound adenosine triphosphate, ATP for short. ATP provides energy to keep your heart, okay? And I'm going to give this to you in a second. To keep your heart beating day in and day out over the course of your lifetime. This is something we all should be learning from moment one. And especially, he says, in addition, CoQ10 is a strong antioxidant that fights free radicals at the cellular level. Promoting health at the cellular level is important to graceful aging. Additionally, it helps stabilize the membranes surrounding cells. And can you read this part, my dear?
Okay, folks, verbatim, just as the doctor wrote it. By the time you reach your 40s, your body's cardio Q10 levels will have dropped by as much as 30%.
By the time you reach your 40s?
That's
right. And then drastically 40s. After that.
Well, you stop making it.
That's right.
By the time you're early 30s.
That's right. That's what he says.
Okay. But by the time you're 40s, you've pretty well used up all anything you could have made. In addition, nutritionally oriented physicians recommend that you supplement with cardio Q10 if you're taking statin drugs. Ha 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 ha.
Of course.
Here's what we're getting at. We mentioned this from other cardiologists over the years.
Right, exactly.
The statin drugs deplete your cardio Q10 levels.
Yes, they do. And then you get muscle breakdown and pain all over your body. That's right.
Which slows down when you deplete the cardio Q10, you deplete the energy producing capability of the heart. So the heart doesn't pump with the same vigor and strength that it did when you were 18 years old. But the connection between cardio Q10 and cardiac health was first uncovered in 1957.
Woo!
Good Lord. 65 years ago. When researchers detected high amounts of cardio Q10 in heart tissue. And today, various clinics prove the cardio Q10's unique role in supporting cardiovascular health. Clinical studies on cardio Q10 show that it promotes optimal heart function and normal blood pressure levels.
Normal blood pressure, too, a real important factor about that.
People oftentimes say, well, if it's going to make my heart stronger, isn't that going to raise my pressure?
Opposite.
Just the opposite.
Stabilizes.
You got it, baby. It can also help reduce homocysteine levels, an important factor in heart health.
That's right, reducing the plaque, et cetera, reducing the plaque. And he really defines what you were saying, too, which I want to be sure that that we get this here. He says here, okay, traditional CoQ10 is very poorly absorbed by the body. It has to be 100% ubiquinol, as it is, as we say, in the cardio CoQ10, we're very sure to have the 100% active, natural ubiquinol called cardio Q10.
Yeah.
That is just wonderful. Isn't that exciting? You know, I love this, the way this man covers so many important things. But he says here that EPA and omega-3s from EPA and DHA from fish oils, and he doesn't leave the topic about the heart without making sure we both understand this. Omega-3s reduce the risk of heart disease, says Dr. Crandall. EPA... Can you say what that word is?
Icosapentaenoic fatty acid.
Icosapentaenoic, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Icosapentaenoic. Pretty good, then. And DHA?
Docosahexaenoic.
Very good. EPA promotes proper blood clotting, and DHA raises the good HDL cholesterol and promotes arterial health.
And brain health.
And that's what he says. The DHA increase, you know, DHA increases LDL particle size related to better heart health, and he also says the brain benefits from both CoQ10 and the super pure omega-3s EPA and DHA.
And it's the cardio CoQ10, not the regular CoQ10.
He keeps on saying that, and he says research shows that cardio Q10 helps protect brain cells and the beating of the heart day in and out over the course of your lifetime, right? Okay. And he says, in addition, he said, the CoQ10 is a strong antioxidant that fights free radical at the cellular level, okay? So that's very important. He's making the point about both the omega-3s and
the
cardio CoQ10, all right? And here's an important thing I want you to read, because he starts talking about the black pepper extract and how it absorbs bioavailability from nutrients. Okay.
But okay. Before I read that, let me make a comment.
Please do.
On what he said. The cardio Q10 is a special, unique formulation of ubiquinol. It's a patented product from Japan, physicians in Japan. It is far and away, hands down, better product than CoQ10 by itself. And every cell creates, as Mona mentioned from the article earlier, the mitochondria content of the cells of your heart are up to 5,000 mitochondria per cell. Okay, 5,000. You can't see a human cell unless it's under a microscope. And within the microscope, when you focus in on the microscope, you see that the mitochondria the activity is enormous in that one cell. But multiply that activity in one cell by the godzillion numbers of cells which comprise the muscle of your heart. So the CardioQ10 improves the function of every cell in your heart, but also every cell in your brain.
Right.
Also every cell in your thigh or in your biceps or your triceps. What?
You know, we have, before we even get into that, I want us to read this because this is brand new news that just came out, okay, on December 28th from Dr. Mercola, MD, reporting about these big clinical trials about the CardioQ10 and the omega fat, but he was talking about the CardioQ10. We can't leave that topic without talking about the new scientific studies that have proved this, okay?
Go ahead.
Yes, and I'm share it with me, okay? And here he first does a summary, and then he focuses on the particular, all with the clinical trials. And he says, Brown University researchers conducted a study to determine which nutrients are best for your heart. They unveiled up-to-date evidence-based map that quantifies the impact of nutrients on cardiovascular outcomes. And he says the top ones were the omega-3 fats and the 100% active coenzyme Q10.
In CardioQ10.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what he says. Omega-3 fats from pure fish oil decrease mortality and from cardiovascular disease while reducing heart attacks and coronary heart events. Now, then he was, and he quotes this. Okay. Cardio-CoQ10 decreased all-cause mortality events. Death from any reason. Cardio-CoQ10. Did we hear this?
Because it increases the energy production of every cell in your body.
And heart disease, he says, is the number one cause of death in the U.S., killing one person every 34 seconds. I know that's depressing, but he's just reporting the news.
Can I mention something?
Yes.
Keep in mind, everybody who has any kind of a heart condition is under doctor's care, cardiologists, okay? Cardiologists seldom recommend CardioQ10. Nearly 700,000 people die every year on being on drugs for the heart and blood pressure and for cholesterol, but they still die. But what Dr. Mercola and other holistic physicians point out is they're not giving the CardioQ10.
That's right.
In the therapy.
That's right.
So the heart continues to be, the symptoms of a heart condition reduced are reduced by the drugs. However, the health of the muscle of your heart, every cell in your heart, is not being rejuvenated.
And he says this point. Go ahead, Dan. Finish.
And the CardioQ10, says Dr. Mercola, and the super pure omega-3 fish oils rejuvenate the cells.
That's right.
Create new life in every cell.
And he goes into a major thing on the mitochondria, just as you've been saying. But he starts off by saying, you know, when he said about this review by Brown University, this is important because he's quoting, not making it up. Nutrients are vitamins and minerals your body needs to function optimally, he says. Deficiencies in these nutrients can lead to a range of acute and chronic conditions. So in terms of the heart health, Brown University researchers, this is what we need to hear, conducted a systematic review and meta-analysis of 884 medical trials. 884.
Okay.
Out of now, those, wait, the now, study.
Wait a minute. What's a medical trial? There's people who are taking a drug or a nutrient, other people who are controls who don't take that drug or nutrient.
And the study published, that report that they published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, the big time, evaluated all 27 nutrients on 883,000. This is what they came up with.
883,000 people.
627 participants.
Okay.
And with a whole line of, but 884 clinical trials. I want to, before I even get to, he showed, I'm going to just briefly say that I'm giving it to you, Den, that he said that the top nutrients, of course, the number one was the cardiocoenzyme 10. He said the other huge, high-quality evidence in the clinical trials of reducing risk factors for cardiovascular were vitamin D3, CardioQ10 was the top, the R-form lipoic acid, magnesium, melatonin, quercetin, and curcumin. But I want you to read here about the research and the stuff about the CardioQ10.
All righty. Word for word, folks. Here it is, verbatim. CardioQ10 decreased all-cause mortality events.
Now, wow, that means death from any reason, right?
It's a pretty weighty statement. CardioQ10 decreased all-cause mortality events, according to the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. The CardioQ10 has the reduced electron-rich form of CardioQ10 that your body produces naturally, plays an important role in the electron transport chain of your mitochondria, where it facilitates the conversion of energy substrates and oxygen into the biological energy, the adenosine triphosphate, or ATP as it's referred to, needed by your cells for life, for repair and regeneration. Not just heart cells, eye cells, liver cells, fingernail cells.
Brain.
All these things are created by the body's sense of regeneration.
Exactly.
And the CardioQ10 employs all the gives the energy for the heart to get the blood to your lower legs and your feet. So if your coloration of your lower legs and feet are starting to turn red or brownish, then changing color of any color, it's a lack of circulation, lack
That's
of
right.
oxygen, lack of nutrients getting to those extremities. Well, with a stronger heart muscle by using CardioQ10, is what these physicians are talking about, what Brown University was talking about.
Yes.
Creates a stronger heart muscle, which pumps with greater vigor, getting the blood and oxygen nutrients to the extremities. It does not raise your blood pressure, and matter of fact, they say it reduces excessive blood pressure.
Yes, you know, it's interesting because just at the same time, a top doctor, Russell Blaylock, MD, reporting on clinical trials, talks about the CardioQ10, that its benefits more than just the heart. So he goes into agreement in the premise that this heart health, heart is a highly metabolic organ, demands tremendous amounts of energy. And the CardioQ10, he says, is the driving force for energy production in the form of ATP within the mitochondria. But also it's powerful for preventing and treating a wide range of disorders. And conditions that can lower CoQ10 include aging, the use of statin drugs, neurodegenerative diseases, degenerative muscle disorders, excessive stress caused by chronic inflammation, cardiovascular diseases, migraine headaches, chronic kidney diseases, heart attacks, autoimmune diseases, and strokes. And he makes the point, he doesn't leave that summary without saying just exactly what you said. The most beneficial form is the CardioQ10 reduced form, which is significantly better absorbed, has increased antioxidant effectiveness, regenerates vitamin C and E, and supplies far greater energy than the oxidized ubiquinone form. Considerable evidence shows that people with migraine syndrome have a defect in the CardioQ10 production, and that high intakes of CardioQ10 significantly reduce the number of migraines.
It reduces all ill health scenarios. Because the heart is stronger, pumping a greater supply of nutrient-rich blood to every cell in your body. And how many godzillion numbers of cells do you have?
That's right.
It's just phenomenal.
Could you read what he says about the other thing that people may not know? I know it surprised me to the end here, okay? Other things that CoQ10 does.
CardioQ10, says the doctor, is also shown to improve symptoms of and functions in people suffering from multiple sclerosis.
I didn't know that.
And studies have shown that the nutrient lowers, the CardioQ10 nutrient, lowers inflammatory cytokines seen in autoimmune diseases, as well as lowering other inflammatory mediators that damage the nervous system. Just phenomenal.
Amazing.
Phenomenal. See, we stop making this stuff by the time we're early 30s. From the time that you were created, the sperm meets the egg, your body created life-sustaining, life-growing, life-generating forces in your body, which allowed you to grow from an infant, from a fertilized egg, to an infant, to a six-year-old kid going to college, to school, to an athlete in high school, or a whatever function that you, physical or mental function you perform, because you're growing, and your body makes these things to grow.
Right.
But at a certain point, it's like any plant or any other source of life on Earth, that the growing spurt stops. And then it's a long slide downhill till you meet your final demise.
But you know, it's amazing to me that also that the original doctor we were quoting here, and him also saying, Dr. McCullough in the clinical studies, that the cardiac content has been found to powerfully improve atrial fibrillation.
That's right, because
the abnormal rapid heart rhythm.
It increases the adenosine triphosphate, the mitochondrial function of every cell in your heart and every cell in your brain and every cell in your little toe. But we stop making it by the time we're early 30s. So by these doctors are all proving that by supplementing with CardioQ10, you can regenerate a greater source of energy and vitality and health and creation by taking the CardioQ10, because it strengthens the heart. And by taking increasing dosages as you age, it keeps the heart functioning at a higher level. It keeps the blood pressure normal. It keeps your brain functioning at a higher level. It keeps the mitochondria in every cell in your body, wherever that cell is, producing energy at a greater level, thereby reducing the symptoms of aging, reducing the degradation of your life as you get older.
You know what I have noticed, Dan, too, that's very important, which Dr. Crandall speaks about, and this is about a different aspect. But so many different friends come in, and they always want to know about the curcumin, the bioavailability of curcumin, the turmeric extract. We talk about what's in pain power. But here is also another very important thing that Dr. Crandall brings up about piperine. Right, Dan?
Right.
Extract from black pepper contains the active ingredient piperine. Piperine is one of three herbs which were essential ingredients for centuries in many formulations. Scientists discovered that piperine, the black pepper extract, significantly improves absorption and bioavailability. It has been used in traditional medicine. It's considered the king. Well, I would say king and queen. Piperine is a patented extract from black pepper, standardized, okay, 95% bioperine has been used as a bioavailability enhancer for 20 years, and when added to supplements, it enhances their bioavailability and absorption. Can you talk about that? And that's a wonderful combination in pain power, because it's put there, the curcumin extract, to stop inflammation, and also the wonderful Boswellia and the systemic enzymes that eat up inflammation. And it's just incredible.
Well, curcumin is not well absorbed, okay? But adding, and the other nutrients also are troublesome oftentimes in being properly absorbed from your guts into your bloodstream. And the piperine enhances that dramatically. So the curcumin, as you know, is a concentration of from turmeric. But it's 2,000% greater content than what you find in normal turmeric. They extract the curcumin from the turmeric, but then they've got to get that curcumin into your blood. So they add the organic piperine, which aids in the absorption of these nutrients, so it is circulating and every cell in your body can take it up and utilize it properly. But curcumin is a major, major anti-inflammatory, a major health generator of all functions, reducing inflammation, which is, as we've said probably ad nauseum, as you probably know by now, that even standard medical procedure says that inflammation, chronic inflammation, is the startup, is the seed, is the cause, the source of all, spelled A-L-L in capital letters, the source of all disease.
Well, here is
using the curcumin and the turmeric and the piperine, reduces that chronic inflammation, thereby reducing the fire that's destroying your connective tissue and your central nervous system and your eyes and your little toe.
Well, here's an amazing thing by one of the top doctors, medical doctors in the United States, very famous. He's Dr. Michael Roizen, MD, Chief Medical Officer at the Cleveland Clinic Institute. This is very famous, talking about pain medication. And here he says, quoting him, this is a new one, it's absolutely amazing. Around 50 million Americans contend with chronic pain, defined as pain on most days or every day in the last 6 months. 50 million Americans, chronic pain. Almost 20 million deal with what's called high impact pain, meaning it interferes with work, social and recreational life, and self-care. Unfortunately, says the top medical doctor, Roizen, over-the-counter OTC and prescription pain medications are associated with approximately 100,000 hospitalizations and 17,000 deaths in the U.S. every year. This is a top medical doctor. This is a whole different thing. He's not a naturally, you know. What you need to know about NSAIDs, says the doctor. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen, naproxen, and others, okay, cause cardiovascular complications associated with these drugs, include congestive heart failure, heart attack, stroke, and thrombosis. Overall, these NSAIDs also raise blood pressure. One study in the British medical journal, The Lancet, found that heart failure risk was roughly doubled by all NSAIDs. That's 200% greater heart failure by taking, going to your drugstore and taking any NSAID, okay, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. It also found that ibuprofen significantly increased major coronary events such as heart attack and stroke. A Danish study of 29,000 people published in the European Heart Journal, Medical Journal, found that ibuprofen increased the risk of cardiac arrest by 31% in all people. Gastrointestinal complications are most likely when taken by people 65% or older. And guess what he says? To help manage pain, he says, I recommend using DHA EPA Super Pure Omega-3s. This is the chief medical officer at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute. Are we understanding that, Dennis?
Absolutely.
And he says to take it high in the purest form and high EPA and DHA. Can you talk about the purest form?
Well, the purest form is without any other content in the capsule or the teaspoon or the tablespoon, whatever you're using. But the idea is that EPA and DHA rejuvenate, reduce inflammation, okay, and thereby allowing the brain and the eyes and the heart and the vascular system to function at an optimal level of performance. Again, drugs do not cure. Drugs reduce symptoms. Terrific. But drugs do not cure. I cannot make the claim that a vitamin is going to cure you because it's against the law for me to say that. I'm not a doctor, so I can't say that. But these doctors are saying that very thing, that when you take the nutrients, you build life in every cell in your body. When you take drugs, you suppress life. You lower symptoms of the condition, which is beneficial. But the minute you stop taking the drugs, the condition comes right back in spades. And the condition itself is a degenerative procedure. Whereas the nutrients always regenerate the life-creating force that you're given at conception.
And the European doctor is supporting exactly what this top American doctor says. Says here that ibuprofen, I'm quoting him, Motrin and Advil, one of the most popular NSAIDs available, he says. And that doesn't mean it should be a go-to drug for pain. That's because it causes stomach pain, nausea, gastric bleeding, ulcers, confusion, hypertension, high blood pressure, increased risk of heart attack and stroke, swelling, rapid weight gain, urinating less than usual or not at all, kidney failure, fever, sore throat, headache, rash, bruising, severe tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, neck stiffness, chills, increased sensitivity to light, convulsions, and seizures. And acetaminophen, he says, is an incredibly overused pain reliever, but it is anything but safe. Acetaminophen is actually the number one cause of liver failure, says the European doctor. Haven't we said that for years?
That's been reported for years. Even more so than alcohol and alcoholism.
That's right. That's number two. This one is the number one cause of liver failure, acetaminophen. All right?
Who's the doctor?
And this is Terry, who reports in the European Journal, okay?
Ah.
He's Dr. Terry, okay? And he is, and he goes on to say here, he says, all the liver defects, nausea, abdominal tenderness, interference with blood clotting, kidney failure. And he also puts Benadryl as another one that is terrible. People use it who are in pain, and they goes on with all kinds of things, urinary retention, sensitivity to bright light, short-term memory loss, visual disturbances, hallucinations. Come on. So that's why it's essential not to take, well, I can just get it. It's over the counter, okay?
And because people assume it's safe.
That's right.
They assume it's safe. There's no medical authority that says it is safe.
That's right. And he
in
goes
fact,
on and
even
on.
The FDA gives warnings about taking these drugs.
What's big in Europe and all, and we're talking about the two of the main ingredients in pain power. He says, powerful osteoarthritis studies have shown that curcumin in the active form and boswellia are powerful anti-inflammatories.
And
right?
The curcumin is 2,000% more effective than turmeric.
That's right.
Turmeric is the source of curcumin, but curcumin content in each root of turmeric is the curcumin content in each of the sources of turmeric is minuscule. You have to really get a lot of it and concentrate it, and that makes it much more effective than taking just turmeric.
That's right. And okay. He says that it's thousands of times more effective, and you would use a standardized boswellia and systemic enzyme. He says that. What is pain power except the combination of all that and free of all allergens, free of all known allergens on the planet?
Right.
And no chemicals, no side effects, highly recommended. And talk about dancing. Our dear friends that use it, they dance around the store and in their lives because they're using the pain power. That's just so significant, so significant.
And we get testimonials on a daily basis, people using the pain power, because it is, again, 2,000% more effective than turmeric. It contains the boswellia, which is also a major anti-inflammatory. And it contains nattokinase and serratiol, peptidase, and a couple of other digestive enzymes, all of which eat up, if you will, the inflammatory excesses which create the excess susceptibility to every disease.
That's exactly right. And interesting, Dan, because everybody, these top people, and here's another top medical expert, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, M.D., Teitelbaum, M.D., a British quotes here, a British medical journal, BMG, review of studies, including more than 100,000 patients, showed that arthritis medications called NSAIDs, just what we were talking about, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, dramatically, says he, I'm quoting him, increased heart attack death risk. Not just heart attack death risk. Now, another study called the INVEST study with over 22,000 patients confirmed this problem. Can you read this paragraph here?
Here we go. Verbatim, folks, right from the doctor. Many adults suffer from arthritis and other aches and pains. Arthritis NSAID medications, drugs, such as ibuprofen, are in very common use. The use of these arthritis medications increased after research showed that Vioxx increased heart attack risk. It was pulled from the market because of this. Vioxx was a major, major killer several years ago. Unfortunately, says the doctor, this is like jumping from the frying pan into the fire, because research has also shown that arthritis non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug medications cause over 16,500 U.S. deaths a year from bleeding ulcers, added to a doubling of heart attacks and vascular disease, the number one killer in the United States.
And all these doctors and all these, and then a top medical doctor reporting about this and how he recommends the EPA and the DHA and statin drugs prescribed to every, just about everybody. And here's Dr. Schallenberger writing here why, and here's the title of his article. And he quotes only the clinical trials to support everything he says. Why your kidneys hate statin drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, any benefits at all of statin drugs do not outweigh the many dangers, says the doctor. That's because statins work by blocking the enzyme that leads to the production of healthy cholesterol, cardio-Q10, squalene, and dolichols. On the very surface, it doesn't sound like a good idea for the following reason. Cholesterol is vital to cell membrane structure and is a precursor, a producer, to fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin D3 and steroid hormones. Cardio-Q10 is critical for cellular energy and free radical, that's terrorist control, the damaging free radicals. And can you read his summary statement here about published studies about what those statin drugs do?
Okay, here it is, folks.
Published studies. There you go, kid.
Published studies have already shown that statin drugs lead to rhabdomyolysis. That's muscle wasting.
That's right, and breakdown.
Neurological deficits like polyneuropathy and cognitive impairment, heart failure, cancer, all caused by statin drugs, depression, pancreatitis, type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, and violence in women. That's one I'd never heard before.
One I never heard either.
The doctor goes on to say, and now we can check another danger box in the statin list of accomplishments. It can cause kidney bleeding, protein loss in the urine from kidney damage, and ultimately kidney failure. The ever-increasing epidemic of kidney failure is related to the over-increasing use of statin drugs.
That's exactly right, and he's telling you that. And, you know, the different points, people aren't told this. How many people do you ever see, and again, we're not doctors, don't pretend to be, don't put people on medication, take them off doctor's area, just giving people information, quoting the different doctors. But so many times, like Dr. Crandall is talking about, symptoms that are common that can show that the heart isn't pumping effectively. Just as he was talking about how it has to have the cardio-Q10, the super pure omega-3s. And but he says here, the Americans don't see the warning signs. Persistent cough, swollen legs. If your ankles are getting thicker, he says, it could be a sign that your heart muscle isn't pumping efficiently. Veins get backed up and push excess fluid into body tissues, causing feet, ankles, and legs to swell uncharacteristically. And so, and he goes on to say, even swollen gums, all right, can be a sign that the arteries aren't pumping, or the palpitations. And he goes on and on about how important the cardio-Q10 is to get the heart. When the heart pumps effectively, those tissues aren't filling up with the fluid and causing all those different things, okay?
Because the heart is pumping the blood to the extremities. As I mentioned earlier, as we age, our heart muscle becomes weaker. As we age, our thighs become weaker. Our biceps become weaker. But that because they're not getting, and the heart becomes weaker, thereby increasing the breakdown of every cell in your body. If your body cannot regenerate tissue at your ankles and your feet, or your fingers, it's because the blood isn't getting there. The nutrients aren't being delivered there because the heart isn't strong enough to get them there. By using the cardio-Q10, say all these physicians, strengthens the muscle of the heart. It becomes a vital, alive, and well muscle again to really get that blood all throughout every cell in your body like it did when you were 18 years old.
Yeah, and I have a testimony about myself because I think of that all the time. And you were very right, Dan, because, you pushed me to take more than I was doing, you know, mm-hmm. with certain challenges that I had that I was born with and things. And what I would find, and I was very nervous about it, I would find that if I suddenly jumped out of a chair or I got out of a car and I would start, I would get this dizziness, this mm-hmm. weakness, and I got very scared.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, you're not getting enough of that pumping action.
That's
of
right.
the cardio Q10. Up the dosage, Mona. I did. And now I can jump out of chairs, I can run in the morning, I can do all of that, and which, you know, was a quite astounding, all things considered.
Well, that
with
the
family history.
Increasing the dosage of the cardio Q10 as we age is a primary function of maintaining heart health and brain health and muscle health. But I found this information, again, from doctors who use it. Doctors who don't use it are unaware of it. They don't use it because they are unaware of it, of the benefits. Their head is still stuck in reducing symptoms with drugs rather than creating new life in every cell in your body.
And, you know, it's amazing talking about new life. And, you know, especially when you think about the times of the year, like New Year's, whatever, new life. You want new life? Then do things. Here's another thing by Dr. Mercola, that natural bioflavonoid, which we always stress, that's in the coloring matter of the plants, better than just the vitamin C alone, which is, vitamin C is critically important, but the quercetin is critically important, found in the coloring matter and pulp of the plants. And he says here, and quoting all the studies show that quercetin helps promote neurogenesis in the hippocampal, not the hippopotamus, but the hippocampal area of the brain, responsible for learning and memory function. Quercetin helps support your immune system, lower your risk of viral illnesses such as common cold, flu, and COVID-19, he says. But here he's talking about the collaboration, researchers from University of Queensland, the German Center for Neurodegenerative Diseases, that quercetin, they found, has pro-neurogenic effects in the hippocampus of the brain. We can maybe not go totally into it, but talking about how it regenerates brain tissue, that's really exciting and really wonderful. And according to the, you know, it even was found to help with heart, Alzheimer's, and other kinds of things about memory, which we will get into. But
Dr. Siegel, at the beginning of the panic of the pandemic panic, before in March of 2020, was interviewed on television, and the announcer was quite concerned about the COVID vaccine not being present at that time. There was no defense against it, and Dr. Siegel said, a regular MD said this. He said, "If you don't have the medicines that the government's telling you to take, but you do have an immune system, you are given an immune system, an innate creative life force in your body. Support that, fortify your immune system." So how do I do that? You do it with extra vitamin C and vitamin D and quercetin. And quercetin was the guy asking, "What's quercetin?" Well, if you remember at the time. There was an awful lot of inflammation of the lungs, which was killing people. He says quercetin reduces that inflammation, reduces that congestion, and the problem is over.
Right, and you know, and wanting the problems to be resolved and new resolutions, come to Alive and Well. We are about new wondrous resolutions every minute of your life, every day of the time, organic and fabulous. We are there. And don't forget the amazing Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Beautiful marble table seating and gorgeous and lovely chairs. And you can order when you come in or order beforehand, 877-4950 if you want everything ready for you. Want to order for parties and get-togethers? We'll have all of that taken care of. 877-4950. And remember, too, you can call that same wonderful number at Alive and Well. Not doctors, Dennis and I. Now pretend to be. No charge. But just sharing information in a beautiful, comforting a sofa area. Set up a time with Dennis or with me. It's your time, no charge. And again, not doctors, just sharing great information about what nutrients have been proven to do in clinical trials. We are there. Alive and Well is there for you. Organic fanatics, right across the board.
Here's one organic fanatic. Folks, let's remind you one more time. That
optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.